Okay, a very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is 16th August 2022. So it's a Tuesday class. We will be having our physical class with the puja. Let us now gather. We shall now proceed in the chanting. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bhansu Sajya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansu Sajya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansu Sajya Moni Pho. Namo Quan Suin Pusa. Namo Quan Suin Pusa. Namo Quansuin Pusa. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Tizang Wang Pusa. Namo Tizang Wang Pusa. Namo Tizang Wang Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuto Bhagawa. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dhatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Anatipata viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Surameraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we will do the Padipa Puja. Let's turn to page 3 of the chanting book. Padipa Puja, offerings of light. ගන්නසාරපදිටේන දිපේන දමතංසින තීලෝකදිපං සම්බුදං පූජයාමි තමෝනුදං ගන්ධ සම්බරයුතේන දුපේනහං සුකංහින පූජයේ පූජනියන්තං පූජා පජානබොත්තමං වන්න කන්දා ගුණෝපේතං ඒතං කසුම සන්තතින් පූජයාමි මුනින්දස සිරී පාද සරෝරෝහේ පූජේමි බතං කසුමේනනේන පුන්නේන මතයින ච හෝතු මොඛං රූපං මිලායති යතා ඉදං මේ කායෝ තතායති විනාසභාවං ආදිවාසේතු නොභන්තේ පානියං පරිකාපිතං ආනුකම්පං උපාදාය පාතිගං හතු මුත්තමං ආදිවාසේතු නොබන්තේ පාලේ පරිකාපිතං ආනුකම්පං උපාදාය පාතිගං හතු මුත්තමං ආදිවාසේතු නොබන්තේ පෝජනං පරිකාපිතං ආනුකම්පං උපාදාය පාතිගං හතු මුත්තමං. Okay, now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses all the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dhanaparami of generosity and the fruit of all karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond between Nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balance of powers, sharing and transform merits to all beings. May this merit be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, do you pay respect to Pajam? Tang pujami Dhammang pujami Sanghang pujami Okay, you all can be seated. So as usual, we will off the light so that you can have your half an hour of awareness-based meditation. So today, most of them are here for the physical class. We have about, I think, more than 10. So the rest on the online Zoom is less than you have so far for. Okay, so we will have our half an hour awareness-based meditation. So relax body and mind completely and maintain awareness to stabilize your awareness nature within. For those who already have this ability to meditate, then you can straight away go into that state of tranquility or stillness, or you just relax, maintain awareness at the heart area. Then very fast, your mind will settle down because you have already developed the training. Then when it settle down to become very, very quiet, then you just stabilize it. Means whatever aware, finish. Aware, finish. So just stay there. Just stay there. Initially, if you need to anchor into something, you can. Let's say your heartbeat, or whatever location within your heart area where you can detect any vibration, you can just relax into it and stay there. And when it continue to stay there, means it continue to be aware. When you have the ability to continue to be aware, your mind cannot think. That is how you develop the ability to train the mundane thinking mind so that it will not become heedless. It will not develop the habitual thinking. When this habitual thinking stop, your awareness become more and more clear. That's how awareness-based meditation comes about. Because you are able to be aware most of the time until later on, you are fully aware, ever mindful, constantly meditating. Then you develop what the Buddha called heedfulness. The moment you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. According to Lord Buddha, Dhammapada verse 21, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. So this Dhammapada verse is very clear. Whereas you don't train the mind, if you are not able to be heedful in the midst of life, then you are heedless. And according to the same verse, heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead, means spiritually you don't stand a chance, even though you may be living life, conscious of life, but you are not able to be aware of life, which means you are not able to live the heedful life. So that is what it means. So training the mind to be aware and stabilizing it to be ever mindful, then use it to meditate so that it is constantly meditating, leading to heedfulness is the most important training. You can do that, your meditation will progress. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness for as long as you can. Okay, now we will turn to page 6 of the chanting book. We will do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages which is heavenly released, Nipata. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakravalisu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Muni Rajas Sunantu Sakkamokkhadam Dhamma Sramanam Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Sramanam Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Sramanam Kalo Ayam Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Iti beso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Ija charana sampanno sugato lokavidu Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sandhitiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pachyatang Veditato Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Yadidang chatari purisa yukani atta purisa pugala esa bhagavato sakkasangho ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkineyo anjali karaniyo anuttarang punyang ketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, you all can visit them. Then we will continue from where we stop. We are following this book, The Wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta. We are at page 334, the hard copy, the sutta part. Then the fourfold multitudes, seeing the Buddha's sun moon lamp, manifest great and powerful spiritual penetration in their hearts, all rejoice and inquire each or the other. What is the reason for this event? So this event was a very special and very unique event, because it described how this assembly, the fourfold multitude of beings, great beings and all the other beings who attended, seeing the Buddha's sun moon lamp manifest great and powerful spiritual penetration. So they all rejoice in their heart. And they don't understand what is happening, so that's why they inquire what is the reason for this event. And commentaries. Here, the fourth form of the deal means at that time the bhikkhu, bhikkhuni, upasaka, and upasika, these are the four full multitudes. Seeing the Buddha Sammun Lam means when they saw the Buddha, brightness of Sammun Lam, manifest great and powerful spiritual penetration, meaning revealing the strength of his majestic spiritual penetration and wonderful function. They in their heart all rejoice means all their hearts were happy. This represents the potent of happiness. And inquired each of the other, meaning each of them had his own doubt. And so they asked each other, what is the reason for this event? Meaning just, what is this all about? What is happening? And the sutta continued. The Honored One revered by gods and humans, just then from Samadhi did arise and praise the Bodhisattva, wondrous light. You act as I for the world. All return to you in faith. You are able reverently to hold the Dhamma stall. Dhamma such as I do speak, you alone can certify to his understanding. The world honored one, having praised him and caused wondrous light to rejoice, then spoke the Dhamma flower sutta, or sutta of Dhamma flower. Then the next part is similarity of what was seen in the past with what is about to happen in the present. And similarity is meaning a similarity of the person of whom the Dhamma was spoken. Then the commentaries. The Honored One revered by God and man means that is the Buddha. The Honored One is the Buddha. Just then from Samadhi did arise. He was very tranquil, very comfortable, and then he emerged from that Samadhi. What samadhi did he emerge from? The samadhi or the station of limitless principles. Arise means that he came out of samadhi and praised the Bodhisattva wondrous light. Here it means the Buddha, brightness of Sammun Lam, praised him saying, you act as eyes for the world. Meaning you are the eyes of the people in the world. You are the world's bright island advisor. You are the eyes of everyone, and everyone relies upon you, wondrous light, to be their eyes. Why? Because all return to you in faith. You are. So the meaning is, everyone in the world finds refuge in you, pay respect to you, and has faith in you. They look up to you, and why? Because you were able reverently to hold the Dhamma stone. Meaning it is because you can uphold the treasury of the Buddha's Dhamma and cultivate according to the Buddha, according to the Dhamma, propagate the Buddha's Dhamma and teach and transform living beings according to the doctrine of the Buddha. According to the doctrines the Buddha taught in the sutta. Then Dhamma such as I do speak means the wonderful Dhamma lotus flower sutta which I speak. The Buddha said, you alone can certify to his understanding, meaning only you, Bodhisattva wondrous light, can understand and certify to this kind of wisdom and know of the wonderful point found within the suttas. The world honored one, having praised him, meaning the well-honored one, brightness of Samunem. Having thus praised the Bodhisattva wondrous light, and caused wondrous light to rejoice, means he caused the Bodhisattva wondrous light to become very happy. So you see, Bodhisattva also like to be praised. So no matter who it is, take care not to speak ill of them. You should say things like, you are truly fine. Your heart is good and you are nice looking too. No matter how ugly they are, don't just blur out things like, you are really ugly. If you do that, you will be detested, or they will detest you. Even though they are ugly, if you bring it out, they aren't going to like it. If you don't mention it, there won't be anything they can do. So this one is by Master Sri Nor himself. Huh? We can just ignore it. Huh? After all, they were born looking like that, and there's no place they can go to or go to complain about it. But if you say you are grotesque, they will most certainly get angry at you. Oh yeah, well, I have got something to say about that. They were full. I have got a belly full of temper and nowhere to put it. Since you say I'm angry, you can just take that, buddy. I think this one is generous, yeah, humor. And so the Buddha, brightness of Samunlam, praised the Bodhisattva wondrous light and then spoke the Sutra of Dhamma flower. Then we move on to the next part of the sutta. For a full 60 minor aeons, he did not rise from his seat. The supreme and wondrous Dhamma that he spoke, the Dhamma Master Wondrous Light, was fully able to receive and uphold. Commentaries. For a full 60 minor aeons, meaning the Buddha brightness of Samunlam spoke the Dhamma Flower Sutta for a full 60 small aeons, during which time he did not rise from his seat. He didn't get up from the Dhamma seat for 60 small aeons while he spoke the Sutta, the supreme and wondrous Dhamma that he spoke. The most supreme, unsurpassed, deep, subtle, and fine Dhamma. The Brahma Master Wondrous Light was fully able to receive and uphold, means he understood all the doctrines or teachings in the Sutta. He relied upon the Dhamma to cultivate, accepted it, maintained it, and accordingly taught it to others. Then we move on to the next part of the Sutta. The Buddha, having spoken the Dhamma flower and caused the assembly to rejoice, later on that very day, announced to the host of gods and humans the meaning of the real mark of all Dhammas has already been spoken for all of you, and now at midnight, I shall enter into Nirvana. You should single-mindedly advance with vigor and avoid laxness, for Buddhas are difficult indeed to meet, encountered but once in a million eons. So that's how rare it is. They go to the commentary. So the Buddha Manjusri said, the Buddha, having spoke the Dhamma flower sutta, meaning, after the Buddha brightness of Samunlam has spoken the sutta and caused the assembly to rejoice, meaning he caused those assembled to be rejoiced with the bliss of Dhamma and gain unbound happiness. Then later on, that very day, meaning later, means not long after that, very shortly after that, on that very same day, which day? The day when he finished speaking, the Dhamma Flower Sutta, then announced it to the host of gods and humans. He told those in the heavens and those among the humans as well, as those of the Empire Eightfold Division, the meaning of the real mark of all Dhamma. All Dhamma means every Dhamma. All the 84,000 Dhammadhammas which the Buddha taught, all Dhamma, as I often say, can be interpreted to mean one single Dhamma. In this case, all Dhamma. Because if there are too many, one can't remember them clearly. It would be better for me to explain it as one kind of Dhamma. Then if you remember one kind of Dhamma, one is just the limitless. If you understand the one kind of Dhamma, then you can hear one and understand 10, and you will be able to understand the other 84,000 Dhammadhammas as well. Understanding one, all are understood. Clear about one, clear about all. You can't understand that one Dhamma. How are you going to be able to understand a lot of them? Someone once asked me, of the 84,000 Dhammadhammas taught by the Buddha, which is the most lofty? Which Dhammadhamma is number one? Which one is most important? You could say this question is problematical. You could also say that it isn't. If you don't understand, it is problematical. If you understand the Dhamma, then it is not a problem. When he asks, I answer him in terms of his question and say, of the 84,000 Dhammadhammas, 84,000 are the most lofty. 84,000 are number one, and 84,000 are the most important. Why did I say that? Because of the 84,000 Dhammadhammas, there is not one which is not for the purpose of curing the 84,000 sickness of living beings. You need only apply that one Dhamma which will effectively cure your sickness. And that Dhammadhamma become number one, the most lofty and the most important. Why? That it is useful to you. If it was of no use to you, it would not be number one. It would not be the same on the most lofty Dhammadhamma. Now speaking in terms of the real mark of all Dhamma, what is it? The real mark of all Dhamma is the real mark of the number one Dhamma. The real mark of that most lofty, important Dhamma. And what is the real mark? The real mark is no mark at all. There is no mark. If you have a mark, then it's not the real mark. The real mark is not marked. And yet there is nothing unmarked. All marks are born of the real mark. Although they are born from the real mark itself, in its basic substance, is without mark. Because in its basic substance, it is unmarked. It is therefore able to give birth to all the marks. If I have a mark, then it could not be considered the real mark, for it would be empty and false. So this part, don't try to understand before you have the wisdom or awakening, yeah? Because it will become like more and more confusing when you use mundane words or concept to express it. But when you have awakened to the Dhamma, it will become like very easy to comprehend. It's just like the understanding of one is all is one. We are all one, the oneness nature, we are not apart from each other. But all this is very difficult to penetrate. So when you talk about mark, there are many meanings. But when you talk about ultimate truth, which is the Dhamma understanding. Then the real monk, you can also say, is no monk. Because when there is a monk, it's the condition arising world that talk about monks or duality and all those things. So to understand it is not easy. That's why from one, all monks arise. Beginning, there was none. That's why there is this famous saying, from zero come one. That's why the true monk is the original nature, the source, the emptiness, that void. From zero come one, then one comes infinity. That's how it manifests. That's why the real monk is no monk, and yet it's all monk. So all this understanding is not easy. So for the time being, my advice is don't try to understand until you have penetrated the Dhamma or awakened. Then the meaning suddenly like become clear to you. That is like so beautiful. No contradiction, nothing. But before you have the understanding, it appears like it's very contradictory. Your words, concept, is of this nature. Especially when you use the thought process, the mundane mind, to express things. Where these are within the condition world. The condition world of monks. Okay, we go back to the sharing. Yeah? Okay, the Vajra Sutta. You know what is the Vajra Sutta? Huh? What is the Vajra Sutta? Huh? Ah, Jingganjing, very good. This is the Diamond Sutta. Huh? They call it the Vajra Sutra. According to the Diamond Sutta or Jingganjing, all with marks is empty and false. See? Very profound. If you can see all monk as no monk, then you see the task come on. Oh, this is very beautiful. But this one is not using your eye to see. It's to use your wisdom, your direct seeing, your understanding. Because when you come to Dhamma terminology, is really not easy to comprehend. Eh? And I read on, maybe later on I will try to explain a bit. That is why we say that the real monk is unmarked, and yet there is nothing which is not marked by it. This means that all Dhamma are just Dhamma. So the word all can be considered as an auxiliary particle, not as meaning many. This way, only one Dhamma is referred to. Which one? The meaning of the real monk. The doctrine of the real monk. The Dhamma flower speaks. The Dhamma door of the doctrine of the real monks. It's just like the Taoist definition by Lao Tzu. The Tao. You heard of the Tao? It's the same. Lao Tzu opening statement, Tao ke Tao, Fei Chang Tao. The Dhamma that can be spoken or expressed is not the true Dhamma. So you will feel funny. Whatever that can be spoken or express is not the true Tao. Then the next statement, Lao Tzu say, and yet nothing is apart from the Tao. It's as abstract as that. So here you abstract. But when you understand, the meaning is so beautiful, so profound. But that is what the Tao is all about. And what is that Tao? It's the oneness nature. That's why initially the Tao is the source, the original nature, the true nature before the creation. Then after that, the yin and yang arise. That's why the Tao symbol got a circle with a division in between. Then within one half, there is the black and one dot white. And the other half is the white and one dot black. It's just like what we develop as understanding within the world of duality. In whatever profession you are in, or whatever race, or whatever grouping of people, there is always a black sheep, some small numbers of that profession, or that race, or whatever. So that's why there's a dot. Then these two are like duality. They are directly opposite. Like right and wrong, good and bad, wholesome and unwholesome. And they keep on arising. There is the conditional. So that symbol itself need a lot of wisdom to comprehend. And from that symbol, you can express it to all things. That's why the Dhamma of the real monk is the same. The real monk is no monk, and yet nothing is apart from the real monk. Because the real monk is also everything. It's just like the Tao. Those with wisdom who can understand and comprehend, they will understand all this. That's why that nature within has this capacity. Without that nature, no way. That's why you have to awaken to all this. Okay, we go back to the chat. The meaning of the real monk. Of all Dhamma has already been spoken for all of you. The meaning is, the Buddha brightness of Samun Lam said, now I have already spoken to you the doctrine of the real monk of all Dhamma. I am done speaking. And now at midnight, meaning, I say the Buddha brightness of Samun Lam, referring to himself now in the middle of the night, shall enter into Nirvana. Means he will enter into Nirvana, or he will go into Parinibbana. I have done what I had to do, and so I should assume the position of permanence, happiness, true self, and purity. So this were two cells, and then you can ignore it. It's supposed to be the true nature. And I shall enter Nirvana. There is no being to enter Nirvana. There is no I. That's why here, I think the translation is the issue, not the real understanding, which I think Master Shenhua has. The form and mind supposed to cease when the enlightened being know that the causes and conditions are no more and is supposed to go, it will go. And when it go, they go into cessation. So cessation is what they call parinibbana. Means after that, everything ceases, no more. Just like Sakyamuni Buddha 2600 years ago, when he decided that he is supposed to finish off by going to Parinibbana, that's how that cessation happened. Why did the Buddha decide to enter Nirvana? There were many reasons. The most important reason was to prevent people from becoming dependent on him. The Buddha could have postponed his entry into Nirvana indefinitely. Except for the fact that his disciple followed him, studying the Dhamma under him every day, and some of them might have become jick. Oh, they might have gotten lazy, remiss, and thought it doesn't matter whether I cultivate or not, because I can be with the Buddha every day. For example, I am now lecturing the sutra to you every day, and you can see your master here every day. You think when the master lectures sutra, you think when the master lectures sutra, I take notes, but I don't have to study it now. I will wait until I have more time and then read them again. You take notes, but you don't study them. You put them high on the shelf for safekeeping. However, after a time, you forgot all about them until the time comes where you have completely forgotten. So I think this is another part of Master Shenhua's humor. But for those who really have the faith and the interest in the learning of the Dhamma, they won't do that. They will listen attentively. Their faith, their sadha and virya will be very strong, very, very deep. However, in the human realm or sphere, there is grief and joy, separation and reunion. If I, for special reason, should have to leave all of you, at that time, you may want to listen to the sutra, but you won't be able to. You will wish to study the Buddha Dharma, and you will then realize how difficult it is, and you will get out your own notes and review them, going over the doctrines in the sutta which the Dhamma Master had taught you in the past. If I never left, you would never look at your notes. So this is the version of Master Shenhua, which could be true in most cases. Because I remember Master Shenhua passed away in the year 1980-something. If I'm not wrong, it's 1986. My whole family, we take refuge in him. So he was the only master that I really officially take refuge under him. That's why our lineage is the Guo. The center name you change to Guo. Whatever name you have, like my name, in Mandarin, Tio is Zhang, then my name is Jian Kun. Jian Kang is Jian, but without the Ren Si Tang. So he changed my refuge name to Zhang Guo Kun. What he wants is all of his refuge disciples will come to fruition. That is, Guo is the fruit. Whatever name you are, the fruit will be there. So when my whole family take refuge, especially that year when we take refuge, I think it was very special. I think I mixed it up a bit. We take refuge in the year 1986 when he was around here. He passed away much later. So 86 was the official refuge. Me, my wife, and my two children. We took whole family refuge at the Old Klang Road, Mahayana Temple. He hold it for all. Then he even issued the refuge booklet personally signed by him. And that has great meaning to me, because that was the first time I realized my nature willingly go take refuge under him. And because my family was around, I took them along. So it was a very significant day. That's why that day onward, my nature moved. Because before that, Kuan Yin's nature came, also in 1986. Then immediately I met Shen Huang came. In the uni, I met him really, actually. But that time, I don't know who he really was. Except I read about his biography, and I had affinity with him, and I felt very strongly connected to him. That's why later on, after I graduated, then I came out to work. And somehow, I met one of his kapia when I was working. Then this kapia was very strange, how he came to me. It was very strange. Then he saw me having the yellow string on my left hand, because at that time I already more or less have some good understanding of the Dhamma already. And in order to prevent unnecessary karmic repercussion or consequence to people who may not know who I am, what my nature is, I decided to put on the yellow string so that it will prevent them from saying the wrong thing. But it turned out to be a blessing in disguise. Out of that kind thought, this kapia of him, who came back from the United States, the father called him back. The father has him as the only son, and he wanted to take over the business. That's why he came. Then he tried to sell the product to people. Then it so happened that I was working in the university. The university need the use of the product. We have tennis court surface, a very new type of synthetic surface. So he tried to market it. And after talking to me, he said, "Are you a Buddhist?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I will give you a book." At that time, I didn't know what that book is. Oh, I said, okay. Since people are so kind, so sincere. The next day, he brought this book, no? Surangama Chapter 1, no? English translation. No? Hot from the oven, no? City of 10,000 Buddha. That was the first edition they published in English. It was a photostat copy. Then I asked him, "Who are you? Is it? How come you have my refuge teacher's book?" Then he looked at me. "Your refuge teacher?" Oh, then he know my name, Guo. I said, "Yes." Then after that, he was very happy. He said, yeah, I'm the kapia. That's how it happened, very strange. Then later on, a lot of things happened. 86 to 89, that 3 years, the book come, the teacher come, the guy come, everything come. Everything fall into place. But that was the year the message came to me from Kuan Yin's nature. And all this happened. Okay, we go back to the sharing. That's why what Master Shen Hua is trying to explain here is, don't wait till too late. Don't assume that your teacher, your master or your guide or the great beings, because their form and mind has a lifespan. Don't take for granted, no problem, they will be around. I can take my own time. If you are a true cultivator, a true, a true cultivator who is in search of what they call truth, you will never let this condition pass by. You will seize upon it and become dead serious. That's why when I was cultivating, especially in the year 86 to 89, it was a full-time thing. I go all out to develop it, the daily mindfulness, everything. And throughout the day is the my activity and cultivation on it. Although I'm working, I was a civil engineer, I have my duty, my career, and my family. But every moment, every instant is daily mindfulness and the religious routine, the meditative training. That's why that 3 years was meant to be. And everything just unfolded and happened. Okay, now I read on. Sakyamuni Buddha spoke the Dhamma for 49 years. So here is the Mahayana version. The Theravada version actually is only 45, where he was enlightened underneath the Bodhi tree at the age of 35. 6 years after he left the palace, he left the palace at the age of 29. Then after 6 years, 35, he became the Sammasambuddha. Then he teach for 45 years, total 80 years old before his parinibbana. That's why he's 45. But don't worry about that slight discrepancy. Whether it's 49 or 45 is not an issue. Sakyamuni Buddha spoke the Dhamma for 49 years. And some of his disciples may have grown legs. This was not the case for Sakyamuni Buddha alone. Every single Buddha, when he sees that some of his disciples have become dependent upon him, will leave them and enter Nirvana. In this way, they don't become dependent upon him. It is a method for teaching living beings. So this is Shenhua's version, his explanation. Therefore he charged. He charged them saving. What is the meaning? I think something wrong with the English there. Never mind, we just keep it. You should single-heartedly advance with vigor. This is the message from the Buddha. Just because he was afraid they would get lazy, he exhorted them, saying, you who cultivate the way, bhikkhu, bhikkhuni, upasaka, and upasikas, should concentrate single-mindedly and be vigorous. Do not be lax and don't be lazy. Cultivate the way with a single thought. Don't strike out false thinking. Don't have a divided mind. That's what it is meant by single-heartedly advancing with vigor. Be vigorous by day and by night. Day and night, always, always be vigorous. Cultivate diligently. Hard work is cultivation, and cultivation is hard work. Be vigorous and single heart. So similarly, Sakyamuni Buddha, before his parinibbana, what did he told the monk? Strive on with heedfulness, isn't it? Apamadena sampadeta. So the message is always the same. Because the condition is such that Sakyamuni Buddha knew it's time for that, for my mind, for that physical to go the way of nature. Like he told Ananda 3 months before his actual parinibbana. He told Ananda, where Ananda wanted him to prolong, he said, no point. This physical body of his, he said, is like a worn-out bullock cart waiting to collapse anytime, so no point. The way I see is different. That's why in the early days, for those who can recall, I remember I used to tell you all, if you are really serious, you don't need 45 years of sharing by Sakyamuni Buddha. You understand, huh? Even like us, Kayamita, how many years? Even if you come on the first day of, let's say, the time you chant, located me and requested me to come out to share 204. Until now, it's only 18 years. And you have learned so much. You have developed so much understanding and dhamma. So according to Sakyamuni Buddha, the way I see it is, for 45 years old, he has been traveling and teaching and sharing and repeating all these things. And he is a Samasambuddha, so much better than my nature. Don't you think it's enough? To me, you really serious, you don't need 45 years. In fact, 10 to 20 years is already very long, very, very long. Yeah. But nature has its condition. So just let things be. Yeah. But if you are serious about the cultivation, serious about life, and serious about developing all this understanding, yeah, like I explained, it's not only this life. It involves your entire existence until the distant future. And you ask yourself, if you don't have this understanding, this cultivation, this perfection, what will happen to you? Your segmented life, every life you come, without the Dhamma, without this understanding, without this cultivation, this Dhamma understanding, without the Bodhisattva vow that I teach you, you will have problems. You will get lost during the non-sasana and you will have a lot of issues with life. Now is the golden window, golden opportunity. Why don't you see someone, make full use of it, and determine all the way. Just like I used to advise people, especially those who are in Form 4, Form 5 last time, I told one of the kids of the family, I said, your parents love you so much and you don't understand, because at that age you tend to be rebellious. You tend to like don't like what your parents tell you to do. So they got a lot of misunderstanding. Then I told the boy, I said, your life you decide. Oh, he was very happy. I said, your family only advise you. But you must understand one thing. If you decide to throw away your life, you also have a choice. What you are doing is you are throwing away your life. You are either you. After understanding all this, I would, for you, I say, work hard for 1 or maximum 2 years. Then go to college. Once you go into college, to graduate is very easy. Hardly anybody fail in college and the university, where the percentage is very low. So you will have a future. But if this 1 or 2 year, 4 or 5 years, you neglect your life and throw your life away, what will happen to you? Your entire life after that will be in misery. Unless you are one of the lucky ones like Lim Kho Tong or one, only education one, and yet can become billionaire. And then your karma very good. Wish you luck. Otherwise, you better work hard. Sacrifice 1 or 2 years. So like this life, this form of mind, while it can still serve you, strive on with heedfulness, never turn back. Develop all the things that you need to develop, bow strongly, until this thing become a living reality and your nature, your bodhi mind, deeply planted with the faith, understanding, and the virya. Then you persevere and go all out to develop this cultivation and understanding. That's why once you do this, it only take you maybe a few years. But this is going to make a big, big difference to your entire existence, your life, all your future coming become so different. Yeah, my nature went through, I know, that's why I can share all this with you and advise you. Otherwise, you are going to regret. Once this window is gone, to get another same window, you may have to wait very, very long. Not to say it's impossible, possible, but you will have to wait very, very long. Because you all have the parami, especially this sasana. But for another sasana to come, only you work hard again. It may be difficult. Then the next asana, you may not see or meet the real great beings who have the nature to teach you all this and share all this with you all. So strive only for the determined strongly the faith, sada virya, then diligently go on to cultivate. Okay, so that is my nature's message to you all. Huh? Okay, I will have to stop already for the second session. Go back to the notes. Oh, we finished the bigger part. Okay. Okay, maybe we can stop here. Huh? Now we can have our meditation reporting, huh? Followed by whatever question you may have. Huh? And also, don't mind really like sharing if you have any of this. I was told Brother Song or something to share. Brother Song, huh?
Brother, 我要 share 我我上一个 retreat 的一些 experience
啊，可以可以，好的。
During 这个retreat， 我在第二天第二天的早上，so during 那个 breakfast 的时候 ，because of 那个那个食物，不够，然后我的 mind 就被 stir out
啊、，OK。
the next day, day three, 同样的 incident 又 happen, then 又是那个 food 不够, just a small matter, yeah, 但是那个 mind 又被 stir out. Then, so after breakfast 了，我就去 have a walk, 就是 BVE 这样子走。然后就在下午的时候，我就在看这个Dharma book。这个 essential dharma of Lord Buddha. Then brother 那时候我在看到这个 the five way to overcome the unwholesome thought 的时候 我在看到这个第四个的那个
phrase the origination
对所以我在读的时候然后 brother 你在里面你就在有解释说genetic trace the original factors 然后讲去看自己的那个view 然后去看那个然后去 contemplate 那个 tree right view 然后过后我再看到这个 sentence 你这个 sentence 你在讲 in Mahayana there is such a thing as repentance
yes,
asking for forgiveness 当我在看到这个 sentence 的时候他 strike 我了一下然后我就想到诶
很好
我的这些我这个 morning 只是一个 breakfast 我的 mind 就被 stir 这个是我的 evil root 这个是我的 wrong view then 我就在 contemplate 诶 not 不是只是在这个 breakfast even 在 daily life 里面 每次只是有时是一个 很 small 的 matter 那个 mind 就被 stir 所以我就想到哦，这是我的 wrong view then 我就很 sincere 的我就去 ask for forgiveness 我就想到不止这一个 refers 还有我过去我每一次 react 的这个 wrong view 我都去 ask for forgiveness and then 我讲这个forgiveness it be accepted by all 还有就是 make aspiration 我不要再去repeat 这个 wrong view so after 我 ask 了 forgiveness 我就去冲凉我冲到一半的时候哇很多那个鼻涕一直 arise
很好
然后过后我冲完凉了以后哇那个鼻涕还是 continue 所以我就去 garden 那边去 have a walk 我就看着那个 garden 的时候哇那个鼻涕一直 arise 一直 arise then 过后它就变成gratitude 那个 feeling of gratitude 就一直 arise 一直 arise 所以过后第二天第二天我在 continue 读这个 Dharma book 的时候诶完全不一样了 Virgil 你的那个 Dharma 的那些 wording 那些 sentence like它是 lively 活起来了的我想这么昨天看这些 Dharma 只不过是一个understanding 是一个 advice 一个 pointer 今天我看的时候每一个字它是活的来是 lively 的你可以去每一个字来你是可以 cultivate 的你可以去就是它是活的不是死的我讲诶中国今天这个 Dharma book 的每一个字都是这样活起来的 lively 然后过后我就在 reflect 所以我讲哦哟这个wrong view 真的是很怎样讲呢 很 im 啊，很讲讲，它是一个很 serious 的一个 timing
yeah, yeah,
来 obstruct 我们。
Obstruction.
然后我就在想，我想，如果我们没有去 ask for forgiveness 的时候，这个 wrong view、
yeah.
它就会变成那个 dependent origination。
对。
然后我们的 mind 就一直被 stir， 你就每一个 moment 你的 wrong view， 你的 opinion 就一直会去 stir 你的这个啊，你的 mind。然后你就一直在里面一直这样子转
yeah, yeah,
一直转
yeah, yeah,
那个卡密又在里面
yeah,
yeah. 我的里面就想这个就是 First Noble Truth 里面不但讲的
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grasping of the Five Aggregates of Form and
Mind
然后刹那里我就明白哦，原来不但所讲的这个 Five Aggregates of Form and Mind Grasping 是 refer to 这个 Second Aspect
yeah, yeah, yeah.
的这个 Form and Mind
yeah, The Mental Five Aggregates
So在 the next day 的时候，我就突然间我就 recall， 我觉得，哎，我在那个啊，当我站在 garden 有 BD 的时候，有一个 moment， 我不懂是发生什么事吧，我讲不出。过后我就在看到这个final summary of the study part 的时候，在那个 BD 的这个这个 factor 里面 ，Brother 你就有讲到，这个 BD 是一个它是
Enlightenment factor，
对，它是 Enlightenment factor， 它是spiritual calmness born of mindfulness、
yeah.
without thought。
Yes，
然后我就在 recall 回我在 garden 看住那个 garden 的时候，哎，我发现到那个 moment 我变成是，其实我是在 direct seeing 里面了，
对 ，silent，
对。然后我在看住那个 garden 的时候，我有一个 moment 是没有 thought，
yes,
没有 labor，、
yes,
没有什么。那个树就是没有 wording 的，
yeah,
全部只是 just as it is。
各位
啊，全部哎，我可以来，它整个我刚看住那个树的时候，它整个像是 pause 住了，停住了，
yeah, 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 yeah,
然后没有 wording， 然后全部是它的。然后我的内心讲，哦，这个就是本来的面目
，Yeah， original name，
original 就是我看着那个、
yeah.
那个东西是完全是只是它的没有 wording， 就是它的 original 的那个。
You are using、yeah. your awareness nature to see, observe.、Mm. That's what the direct seeing is all about. So you remember what is sati? Sati is awareness before the knowing.That is your awareness nature. When you are just aware, you are without thought. And because of that, when you are mindful, instead of using the word awareness, it's actually you are mindful. The Theravada use the word mindfulness. It's actually mind in fullness, full of awareness. So when you are aware without thought, you are in sati. Your sati is very stable. That's how.The spiritual faculty, yeah. You see, when you have sati, which is a spiritual faculty, you obey first, yeah. Which is a spiritual faculty, yes. From sada, it condition virya. Then you go all out to cultivate. What do you cultivate? Heedfulness, which is sati. The moment you cultivate sati, what happened? The third enlightenment factor will surface.Why? Because when your mind is calm, composed, without thought, when it's in sati, piti will naturally arise. Then when piti arises, your mind has joy, spiritual calmness, spiritual joy, composed. Then sometimes the sankhara become like very, very orderly, very calm. The sankhara like settle down.That's why there is this pity. Then sometimes you can also see nimitta, the manifestation of nimitta. It's when you are mindful, aware, without thought. That's why when you do awareness-based meditation, initially you see a lot of these things. You understand a lot of these things. So what he is going through is very good. I explain a little bit before you continue. So, you see, when he saw thatsentence in the essential Dhammapada that in Mahayana they call this repentant means you have to develop repentant. Repentant means what? You develop repentant by knowing that what you have done in the past is wrong. Like Sakyamuni said, whatever that happened, or arise. There are causes and conditions from the past. There are causes and conditions behind. Then he also said in the five daily contemplation, we are all born or come, heir to our karma. Condition is supported by our karma. We are what we are because of karma. So definitely it has a lot to do with karma. So for it to continuously stir you and arise, means when there is no condition, it does not arise. You know how it arises or not, because you went to this retreat not as a participant. You are a helper. Understand? You feel you are responsible for the rice or for the food. That's why that sense of responsibility, which not only you have, a lot of cultivators have, that one actually caused their coming of suffering without them knowing. Where you are over what they call over one. You like, you put too much emphasis on your duty. Like, this is my fault. It's my duty to see to all this. That's why when you learn Dhamma, you cannot be rigid. Condition like that, things will be like that. The duality will come and haunt you and create karmic obstruction and make you stir and become uneasy. Like you said, your nature actually has the understanding that this is a minor thing. But why did it stir your mind and make you like that? Then luckily you read that book and you know it's from the past. That's why asking for forgiveness, developing this repentance is very important. Do not underestimate all this. Because all these are karmic obstruction, or what they call condition that will manifest if you don't know how to like develop the stability or wisdom to break them. But the problem with this karmic thing is initially the karmic obstruction somehow will prevent you or obstruct you from breaking free. That's why you have to ask for forgiveness. Irrespective that whether you are a very good cultivator or you have already progressed, forget about it. Even I still do. Because I don't know. When this thing happened also, I don't know. My nature like that, I still do. Why? Because this one is unending. Karmic is unending. Even when my nature connect, then I won't make mistake. I will know all this. But before my nature connect, when the form and mind come, you can still make mistake. You understand? Even this life as a bodhisattva, before I connect at the age of 35 in 1989, I was like a normal being. Of course, I have my karmic nature, my spiritual nature to protect me from major evil and all those things. But certain things, I remember I still kill mosquito and all those things when I was young. But I don't know what this thing is. Then when my mother asked me to kill the rat, I can't. I don't know why, but I can't. Then my nature later on, no. There are a lot of things when I was young, it let me see. Then this life is after my nature has this understanding and cultivation, and yet it can still have this type of minor thing before it connect. What will happen to all those life before I did the cultivation? The eons and eons and eons before. I don't know what happened. You can be heedless, deluded, and full of ignorance, doing all those funny things, especially during non-sasana. We never know. That's why asking for forgiveness and repentance is a teaching that needs to be understood. But I realize that Theravada seldom emphasize on it because I understand why the Sakyamuni Buddha teach that way. Because for sainthood way, actually you don't need to do all these things. To clear the sainthood way, you don't need, actually. You look at this Angulimala. That life kills so many, yet become arahant. That's why it's not so serious. That's why what he wants you all to do is He wants you all to chant, ask him for forgiveness from the triple gemony. You realize or not? In the chanting book, kayena vaca citena. So, just that one. Ask for forgiveness from triple gemony, the teachers and all that. But living being, he never teach. Not to say he never teach. He didn't teach during the Theravada period when he had. Because what is more important is a handful of teeth. The four noble truth, the three turning. So later on, when you move to the Bodhisattva way, you go into the Mahayana Sutta, you realize the repentant thing become like a big topic. Understand? Chanwei. Every now and then they will do this one, Chanwei. And the repentance ceremony, they call it a ceremony, you know. You understand now? Not individually ask for repentance alone, no. They do a ceremony, you know. Then they have this, what they call the Bodhisattva precept. When they transmit the Bodhisattva precept, the merit is very, very powerful, you know. Very, like, even the, what they call, when we went to Taiwan in the booklet from this Fakusana, the Senyan Fasana, it's mentioned that receiving the Bodhisattva precept is a very, very meritorious type of occasion or event. Yeah. Able to receive it. So I read it and we had a transcript in the blue book, The Bodhisattva Way. You go and read this inside there. So just imagine holding on to that, what they call the Bodhisattva precept. The merit system is so powerful. Then from there, when you cultivate, you develop all the understanding and you're somehow able to go through all this understanding, like I put in the yellow card. Not only break karmic obstruction of the triple gem from all beings, that all other karmic obstruction that are not covered, you just put it in. But you don't know what you have missed. And a lot of this thing is very unique to situation and occasion. That's why I put in the third one. Whatever not covered by the first two. In fact, the first two covered 99.9%. But there are some we still don't know. Like last time, I told Amy, he at the retreat asked me why he doesn't believe in Mahayana teaching during that time, this time. Then my nature realized it's coming. In the past, certain life, he actually don't believe in the Mahayana teaching. Yeah. And because of that, they're coming outside. So I had to add in the word, whosoever from the distant past, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of ours have committed any karmic negativity or suffering or whatever, cause any harm, suffering or misery or whatever. Then I add in the word for her, misled. Misled means you go and tell people Mahayana not true and false. So, this one will come and haunt you. So for your case is you took the duty and responsibility of the worldly duality too seriously. Understand? You take it like rigidly, like traffic light. The traffic light spoil already, you cannot rigidly say because the rules say only green light can go. Spoil already, it will be red all the time, understand? Then you can go and quote the Buddha say one, this precept or one. But you must know the basis behind the traffic light is to regulate traffic. If it ceases to perform that function, there is no more the training rule. Understand now? Then all the precept is given as a training rule. Understand now? To abstain. So you have to understand, these are training rules applied to people who are still under training. Understand now? And training rule has its basis. Based When we talk about the four beautiful conduct of enlightened being, we chant, remember? The salutation to the Sangha. So, Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho. That one say, of good conduct, that of right conduct, of wise conduct, and dutiful conduct. Understand? Good conduct, no problem. Right conduct means you're righteous, understand? But don't be deluded until by holding on to certain principle you think that is righteous. That is being rigid, understand? What are these righteous things? Society man-made is not the real one, understand? The real one is the Dhamma, the understanding of it. Being righteous means what? Righteous means true to yourself. No selfishness, no greed, no motive, nothing. You just do. That's why your duty, you volunteer at a retreat. Huh? Although you are given that scope to be responsible for the food or what. Okay? But conditions like that, things will be like that. It's beyond you. So what is there to be so righteous and blame yourself? Understand that? Because condition is such. You are not responsible. You may be the one, maybe appointed to oversee all this. But every of these has its causes and conditions, the chain, understand, that leads to all this. So sometimes condition is such, it will not be the way it's supposed to be. That is sometimes come as a test. As long as you cannot pass the test, that you don't know that there is karmic obstruction, you didn't do the repentance, you'll be stuck. Luckily you saw this, then you start to do. That's why after you do the repentance, that pity, all those things starts to show up, then later on it transforms your understanding. Then when you read, the Dhamma become, the word become like lively. We call it the living Dhamma. Now, all those that I share is the living Dhamma, it's not the rigid one. It's not about knowledge. It's not about Dhamma, what they call theoretical Dhamma. So when you start to read, you will start to understand. That's why inside there, how to use the five ways to overcome unwholesome thought. The most important one is the third and the fourth way, the meditative way. The third way, you have to stabilize it. Because unless you stabilize it to understand what that thing is, your wisdom cannot be stable. Once the third way, you continue to be with it. No matter what happened, be with it. Don't try to do anything. Don't try to know. Just stay silent. Then you realize every time you accept the reality, means accept what is, then everything ceases. Then no need to talk about it, no need to reason, no need to analyze. But the thought is the one that always come back to the back door to analyze and tell you, hey, you are in charge, you know. They put you in charge, you're supposed to have all. Then first day, excusable. Second day, still like that, no? So the song, you want to take action. What is there to take action? That's why you realize even on spiritual trip, when we encounter a situation or they all may come and see me or some calamity may come and see, I always tell them, no problem, miss. Then I want to know what happened. Then I say, that's how I make decisions. I change. You remember at the Amazon? After we came through the earth sleep, we cannot go back, remember? Then the morning we're supposed to travel, earth was so worried. Then the driver tell him, 不能去, 还没有开, 还不知道什么时候开. Sometimes can be there, stuck for very long. Then he got the situation. So he was so he tell the W, he said, I don't care. He tell the China, you wanna, then he said, 师父讲的, 不是我讲的, So whatever, so they came and see me. And I told her, I said, don't worry, don't worry. Put out here, like, put out, don't want to argue with them, what's how, just resolve it. Then I said, okay, based on what you tell me, the only person I want to see is the driver. I said, because they know that China, the driver, I've been observing them. They are very good. And they know a lot of things. And I thought that driver was very good. So when I approached him and I asked him, well, he very happy. He know I understand. I listen to him. Supervisor, okay, 如果这样啊, 还有别条路走啊? 现在还有, 不过很远, 很长, 都没事啊。 Instead of 去那边堵, 我们从这边走, 又有的看风景, then suddenly it strike him, 哦对啊,对啊, 我们走那条路哦, 远一点不用去吧, 看得到很多东西, then he used to travel and he's a bus driver. And you remember we took the other road, the four seasons we saw. We witnessed the four seasons at the four places, and he even take us to the place to buy souvenir and all those things. Places that we're not on our itinerary on. Then after that, finally, after the long detour, we're supposed to join back at the end there. By the time we reach there, still jam, you remember? Still jam. So everybody was worried, wow, 到几点了? So as we travel, we already know later in the year. Oh, sorry, before the jam was over, we haven't traveled yet. Okay, we all caught in the jam. Then suddenly, without my nature, no, I just silent. I didn't like. Then I said, don't worry, just let things be. We'll have faith. Then you know what happened? Not long. Actually, some of them go down and along the highway, we go and pee already, remember, go down to the riverbank and all that. Because everybody was jammed there, the lorry, everything. Then suddenly, the Sufu received phone call from his friend. He said, 前面开了,可以走了. Wow, everybody full of joy, ran up the bus. That's why after that, we managed to clear. Then the other problem arise, the Taoyuan from China one said, say, 我们地多啊, delay 了这么多小时啊, cannot reach the hotel in time. The hotel is supposed to reach 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., I have dinner. He said midnight also cannot reach. Maybe got to sleep on the bus or what. And you know what happened? Say, tell the Taoyuan in China, I want to call your lady boss. So he called the lady boss. Wow, the lady boss very good. He said, 没事, 没事. He arranged one nearer one. That's how we managed to reach there almost, I think, 8 p.m. or then I remember the Jasmine Su. He went for massage until he alone. He expanded his massage. Alone in China. And yet he come back, he told Jingyang, no problem. That's why a lot of things just fall into place. And the hotel was so good. And no extra charge, nothing. And we get to stay there at new place. That's why whatever happened, echo and flow. 不要去 get angry, unhappy, point finger, blame, and argue. Forget about it. You have to resolve issue amicably. Means 不要伤到人家，不要 don't create karmic negativity. Whatever happened, accept the reality. Means thing is just the way it is. Be at peace, the third way, silent. Then ask yourself, what happened? Then inquire, how can I resolve this amicably? How can I move? If it's meant to be, will be. If I have faith and accept, things will go our way. Because the nature has other beings' nature too, where we have our nature. So if we're not supposed to have all this coming thing to obstruct us and create all these things, that's why when you all travel with my nature, you realize, like, very lucky, everything very smooth, like meant to be. So this is the understanding, huh? So, So, 你了解了，你就懂得怎样去处理 do what you have to do. So the fourth way to trace the origination factor, that one is very important. That one, 你一定要 silence 你的 mind with the daily mindfulness, to really see it, no? Don't just read it and think you know. Because if you don't go through it, it's not so like penetrative on the awakening. But when you really see it with your mindfulness and saw how your memory through your conditioning, habitual tendency, starts to come out and condition your mind to react, then the awareness of it is very different. Then you saw, hey, all the while, this type of habitual tendency. Because habitual tendency is very difficult to rule out. Even the 慈济正言法师, sorry, also realizes very difficult to rule out habitual tendency. So that one involves karmic and many other things. So habitual tendency is a tendency of the mind through heedlessness, which has repeated endlessly that type of activity. That's why sometimes it can continue for very long. These are habits that our form and mind that come do. And these habits are carried on, understand? That's why we have our DNA, we have our preference. So when we come, those things follow us on. So you have to understand. Like you all say, you all know relative like Hami, Falampong, which is very true. But the thing is, when there is no condition to eat, I got no problem at all. Understand? So the problem only arises when there is no condition also you want to eat. You purposely ask them to travel there. No, I won't ask for it. I will say, is it on the way? If it's on the way, then we go. Otherwise, forget about it. Why? You can eat so many other things. And to try new things is also one of the delicacies of life. That's why they say variety is the spices of life. So you have to understand that whatever you like doesn't mean you must have craving for it. I may have my habits, my preference, and all things, but when I live life, I am different. Then I live with understanding. Then I sometimes change my decision. That's why the other trip also same to Wu Tai Shan. I think you are not with me. The Wu Tai Shan was another trip, the first mention. There was one temple area, very high up, supposed to be quite nice, but it's a tourist type of thing. Then they got issue. The guard there refused to let the China Taoyuan bring us out. Because they said, you must pay. I don't know whether it's bribe money or what. But it's not in their budget. So the China Taoyuan keep on arguing with them. But the bus stuck there, cannot go. They insist. They are the government servant there. They insist. You don't pay, you cannot go. Then they are in a dilemma. But to them, they have to fulfill the itinerary in China, like that or no. Otherwise, they get into trouble. So it was for quite a while, about 20 minutes. So I asked my uncle, one of them, the character who actually served me and helped me do a lot of things. And I said, hey, come here, they have this issue. Oh, I said, never mind, you ask the China Taoyuan to come. Then I asked him personally, I said, I want to find out whatever. Then he explained to me. Two of them, one girl, one boy, they are just new graduates doing part-time work. Then I said, 没事. I said, 不用上啊. He looked at me. He said, 不可以，老板会骂我. 在 itinerary, 一定要 fulfill, 不用紧的. You write a report, I sign. I said, I will sign. I said, I don't want to go out. He was so happy. Then you know what I told him? Well, I checked the time schedule. Actually, it's meant to be one. I saw the itinerary. It was so tight. By the time I reach Utaisana, it's at night already. Almost 8 something to 9 only can reach him. Yeah, that one at least 2 hours up and down. So I say, we save 2 hours, we reach there, have early dinner, then we can walk around and... No, I said, 可以。Then together with the driver, he checked with the driver. The driver said, how? He said, can rest early. Luckily we did that. The road was so mountainous, so winding, very dangerous. At night, it's very dangerous, although the Sifu is very skillful. So we changed. The decision just changed. And it resolved everything. Then after that, the Taoyuan was so happy. During lunch or whatever, where he said the entry ticket help. See, 你要加什么菜你跟我讲? That time was not it was the other group in China. That's why you will know condition like that, things will be like. So it's meant to be. When we reach Utaisana, where it was early, we get to see a lot of things. Then that fire, they call it the 舞台. The five, you call what? The site, the five peak. But that site, they were situated in all the five directions now. The east, west, north, south, then center. That trip when we went there, we found out, even the Taoyuan got a shock. It's从来都没有这样的天气, so clear, up that altitude very high, very cloudy. He said, 你不能看到舞台一起的, cannot see one. We saw. And he saw. Then, when we at one of the peak up there, no cloud, nothing, one, clear. But suddenly the cloud formation came. He saw the dragon and feeding the Feng Wang. And when he showed me that, I told him, I said, you look at the 墙壁. The wall there also got one phoenix and dragon. The same up there. That's what it meant to be. Then there was one old monk inside there. Like he had sensed something. He smiled at me, talked to me. Isn't that strange? And I sense he's a cultivator. Then at another place, there's one monk also. He alone sit on near the door there. I was observing him. Then I know he's a cultivator. Then I can feel his nature, his life. Yeah. So a lot of things, you never know. That's why you have to have the Dhamma, the sensitivity, the understanding to move. And all this need understanding, cultivation. It's not so direct one. Now we know there is condition for you and some other Kayamita, because all this sharing must come out so that you all later on you will understand. Otherwise you cannot have all this sharing and understanding. So when you travel, when you go through life, when you develop all this activity, you will develop more and more understanding of the way. The way is the Dhamma way and the cultivation. So hopefully, from all this sharing, Kayamita will learn, and you all can develop that type of understanding that you will not understand unless there is condition for it to manifest. So for your case, it's very good. So repentance, 那个很重要. Then cultivate the fourth way. It's not just Dhamma understanding. To trace the origination factor, you have to silence your mind and completely silence. Then go into the daily life, the stability of daily mind. Then observe, silence. Then how it stirs. Don't link to the Dhamma so fast. Through your mindfulness and awareness, you will see one. But it has to be very stable to see, to trace the origination factor. That's why when I silent that time, when my daily mindfulness was, then I saw a lot of things that I never see before. Even the thought process, like I used to share with you, or like slow down one, like slow motion one. So I can be at the moment of contact. at the moment of sense experience. It's in the seeing, there is the seeing consciousness. Then how the content of consciousness going through the memory, the views, opinion. Then when I'm here, I realize that one cannot move. Understand? That one move is real. Last time I was at the head. That's why this was very fun. Very fun. Then when here, I want to know what I can know. I don't want to know what I can know. Then that movement, although there is still some like very, very subtle type of like activity that can move, you know, because that is what memory is all about. And you will see all this, and you will understand. That's why I knew acting according to memory is not acting at all. You know, these are your views, your opinion, your condition, and these are the wrong view. That's why it conditions your wrong thought. And what are wrong thoughts? Thought that condition our fear, our suffering, our misery, our unhappiness, our like and dislike, creating all the duality of life. The thinking, the heedless thinking, then the analysis, the reasoning, all this is to trap us. These are mundane activity, mundane movement, the mundane mind, egoic activity. And these are egoic movement, sankhara. That's why you finally will understand sankhara anicchang, sankhara dukkang, dhamma anatta. Think also like that, don't think also like that. Why you want to think? More important is what? The reality. Thing is just the way it is. At that moment, condition set. Condition once set, it has to go that way. No other way. Understand? That's why delay means delay. Happened already. What is your choice? You got two choices. Become miserable over it and become sorrowful, lament, and become unhappy. The other way is to accept that reality and move. With what? With wisdom, with understanding. And connect to all. Just let things be. After all, not so real. He know you, he know me. No mark, nothing. No mark of life, no mark of dhamma. No mark of all things. So that feelings, the three hallmarks, will start to surface and develop that stability of wisdom that is so different. Understand? Huh? So, union, the first hallmark of no thought, is already established because you all have the understanding that when you can be mindful and aware, there is no thought, right? Then through that, the direct seeing awakening to realize no mark is not easy. No mark of a self-cultivating. That one, you still have to go in and develop the understanding and root it out. Yeah. But you have the initial wisdom, all those things already. Then you have that connection to the nature, and you can have the understanding. But your problem is due to your karmic past or whatever, you still deceived by the thought. Understand? The subtle movement behind sankhara, the subtle one. That one, that one to analyze, that one to reason, that wants to like. Give you the idea that you are responsible and you take it so seriously. When you take life too seriously, means you do not go into the understanding. Means you don't have the real wisdom to understand life. Well, life has two parts. Understand? One is the conditioned world. What is the conditioned world? Duality exists in the conditioned world. Always remember that. Right and wrong, all this human duality, the egoic movement, all those things, sankhara activity, the four noble truths, they exist within the conditioned world. But within the unconditioned, from your awareness nature, all this, like the Heart Sutta say, doesn't exist. The four noble truths, san lao bing si wu yin, all, not that. Yeah, these are the marks. Mark of a self, mark of others, mark of life, mark of dhamma, everything. These are all marks, like what Xuan Hua mentioned from the Miao Ba Lian Wan Ling. The real mark is no mark. And yet nothing is apart from the monk. What are the monks? The monks are within the condition world, the duality. These are all monks. And what is the real monk? The unconditioned. That's why the real monk got no monk. But nothing is apart from the real monk. That the real monk cover the whole thing. Like the Tao. 一切都是如如. That's why 如来佛, the task come one. Everything is thus, suchness, 如如. That's why Krishnamurti also know what is the reality, suchness, accept. So today is very good. Huh? Today you can understand, listen to it again, then develop it. Sadhu to you, rejoice. Okay, I think for today we have to maybe let song sum up. We try to sum it up, then maybe continue next time. Even 10:30 so fast. Yeah.
Brother, 我这一次的这个, 在 retreat 里面, 我很大的, 啊, 感触就是, 这个 law of karma, 这个 law of karma 真的是很 important,
yes, yes,
哦, 它是一个很重要的一个 right view,
correct?
这个, 要去 understand 它, but brother 就像你讲的, 当你不能够 understand 的时候, 它又在那边 是 obstruct 你, 你又走不出来, 所以, 哇, 我也是, 我就在这一个这一次里面, 我忽然间, 我觉得, 哇, 这个, Law of Karma 真的一直在里面转。如果你没有这个 understanding,
it is a very very wide and extensive topic. That's why in the Theravada Sutta is mentioned, this law of karma is so complicated that only Sama Sambuddha and great being can understand this law. The rest cannot. Even the sainthood way cannot. You have to be real great beings and Samasambuddha because the law of karma is so extensive. The variation, the possibility is very, it's just like the Wuliang I Ching. The Wuliang I Ching. First chapter is virtue of Bodhisattva. That one quite easy because you are in control, you know. The second one is preaching the Dhamma. That one you have to understand all this. Right view, very expansively, like the Wuliang I Ching channel. That's why you have to come again and again for eons and eons and eons. Otherwise, perfect Buddha. That's why it's called a perfection. No? All the virtue you have to perfect, you know. Push something very straight. That's why I say the sainthood way is nothing compared to the true cultivation of Samasambuddha way. In the Bodhisattva way. So don't worry, even though it's so extensive, it can be done. May continue.
Sum it up.
Yeah. But to next week. Get us sum it up. Yes.
我这一次突然间了解了很多东西，我很多了解了很多 Virgil 你所教的这些 basic 的这些 Dharma 的 understanding， 我忽然间connect，可以知道了很多，变成很多的东西，可以去谈
yeah,
，I mean in the Dharma way，
yeah yeah，
因为那个 Dharma 真的，那天我在看的时候，哇，这么全部是 lively 的
那些字， yeah, 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 yeah.
我说哇，全部是可以 cultivate 的，每一个字都是可以 cultivate 的，每一个字都是这样 lively 的，
yeah.
我讲哇，真的是很 amazing。
That's why it's very wonderful 啊，奥妙啊， amazing, wonderful, 奥妙。Otherwise, how to call it a wonderful Dharma? Everything is so wonderful, 真空妙有。
Virgil, 我们下一次再 continue.
可以啊，可以。Sadhu, 谢谢你。Let us rejoice with a good sharing. Sadhu. Very good. Then we continue, like PJ say, the next session or what, before we go to a retreat. Okay. We will do the sharing of Marissa. Akasata Chabumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyantang Anumoditwa Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana Eta Wata Jamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anumodantu Sabasampati Sidiya Idang minya tina hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Idang minya tina hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Idang minya tina hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Devo asatkalina sasa sampati hetoja. Vito bhavatu lokoja. Raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punyam kamina mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kanyi Bodhisattva and all the women. Then we will end the whole Zoom session. Thank you. It's not done.